You're listening to Underground Institute Fix, 1 hour of music.
Hello, this is Felicia Atkinson, I'm in Rognerville-sur-Mer. This show is inspired by the poetry of William Bronck, born February 17, 1918, and who died in 1999. The Destroyer Life, William Bronck. I know there are things, crystals, fossils, basalts, certain metals, that seem as though they last eternally, and I know it is not so. But we think of them so. I think also of logs in the woods, tea trunks, their bark whole, steel and inside, soft as suit, their strength, their hard solidity wasted, years away. I saw on the back porch a mold on a squash, tiny magnificences yesterday. And today, mold and squash together slime. These poems that once I thought might be support and comfort to me, come bad times, are now an emptiness. I need to know that all their strength is only as a strength fills them. Some strong life, and my strong life is down as living things show life so to drive down. And I hasten it. My impatiences bristle why it takes so long. Open the veins of feeling, pulse let go, let go, let go.
The changes. How soon across these hills, air hazes green to blue, then hardens it to purple. Ah, the changes. Cloud shadows run the lifted contours of the ground, and the earth is moved like water, form and color changing with the light. And there is weather here and seasons, so that hour by hour, month to month, it seems it could be almost only by our own not moving that this air moved, light moved, restless place could be called, as we do call it, the same place. Oh, call it so, but rather because a change which stills all other changes in ourselves, where an inner weather rages and becomes, grows light and dark with as complete effect as though it were everything, the weather, the shifts of light. The light, at least, was not to be dismissed. A humped-up moon rode a starred sky. Those objects, what were those objects? Some trivial trees, something? Never mind. It was the light that mattered, as earlier that afternoon, the wash of sun crossing the same place. But it was not the same in a different light. Would it be otherwise in a real world? Who could answer? Here it was always the light that mattered, and only the light. Once it had seemed the objects mattered. The light was to see them by. Examined, they yielded nothing. Nothing real. They were foreseeing the light. In various ways. They gathered it, released it, held it in. In them, the light revealed itself, took shape. Objects are nothing. It's only the light. The light.
William Bronk. I'm Henry Lyman. Welcome to Poems to a Listener. The poem we just heard mentions the biblical metaphor of the house built on rock that stands and the house built on sand that collapses. The metaphor is called into question, the poem suggests, by the fact that rocks, land, and even whole continents are perpetually shifting.
Rocks move. They don't move maybe as readily as sand, but nevertheless, rock moves. The plates of the earth move.
There's molten rock underneath.
Yeah, there's molten rock underneath. And for that matter, things, all sorts of things happen to houses that have nothing to do with their foundations. But even without continental drift, we know that there is no immobility.
No rock.
No rock. Real estate. You know, when we first came here, these houses were all empty. Some of us made them after a fashion livable again, but as you can see, there are parts we don't use, and pieces we've added on or taken off. Rooms we've divided, things like that to try to suit us more. You need a permit, but some of us go ahead anyway. Those houses there were just put up. They weren't here. People find that easier. I think it's wrong, and up back there are more houses like this. Roof's good, walls solid. Dark, maybe, and strange, brushing trees around. But even so, vacant to be had. You know, I wonder who it was that built them. They weren't like us. Thank you.
My best friend is the leader, Bruce Nauman. He has the most scintillating ideas. But I think that art is responded to with emotion, you know, and the best art is music. That's the highest art. The highest form of art. It's completely abstract. And we make about 8 times as much response should to music than any of the other art. And we respond to it emotionally, you know. I mean, you do, don't you? Listen to music. Mm-hmm. Well, all art is music that way. Not intellectual at all. And still, we have like 5 big magazines that come out a month of people talking about art, and there's just nothing you can say. I guess I'm rather extreme, but I think we don't deserve any credit. I think the inspiration comes to you, tells you exactly what to do, even when you're painting, tells you every brush stroke. I do take the blame, not because with no credit you think me no blame. But you'd see, you get shaken between the inspiration and the finished product. You have to take the blame for that.
At home,
right.
More than I am.
Right.
family.
Evil with a capital E.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of things do you associate with evil?
Social evil. Our own misdeeds.
And they move right in.
They move in. They make themselves at home.
With certain adjustments that you have to make.
Yeah. And we don't call it evil necessarily. You'll need a different name, I suppose. And evil is perfectly willing to be called by other names. It doesn't care.
The suggestion is that it will take over, or at least occupy the house more than the owner does, be more at home there.
Well, certainly as much. We're closely related.
And cohabit.
We cohabit. We get along. We live.
Buried in grief are easy like times. Chaff to end with the coming of your death.
Les mains trouvées sur les parois des cavernes magdaléniennes de l'Europe sud-atlantique. Ces mains étaient simplement posées sur la pierre, après avoir été enduites de couleurs. En général, elles étaient noires ou bleues. Aucune explication n'a été trouvée à cette pratique.
Secret, everyone knows it's there.
Well, it's ignored.
Yeah, it's ignored. The door is closed.
Sometimes we think of perhaps making some changes, cleaning it up.
Yeah, we think that there's some way we could get rid of it. Ask us the house. Straighten up that room. We don't have to put up with that kind of thing.
But one day it starts to grow and take over.
We don't know where the door went, but suddenly it
went. Horror.
Fine. master.
It becomes the master.
And finally
getting when the owner is gone.
She's looking at the archive like an arch, full purple of master. Let's make one this duplicate purple, red at the time, one arrow at the time, risograph, outsource, burgundy light.
Makes a double life. She makes two from one and one. She makes a perfect system every day. She makes it work. She stands there in the doorway of her mother's house, looking at the grass and sky and at where they meet. Never once thinking thoughts like, it's so like a line, or the difference is so powerful, or which way shall I take to leave? My mind turns to my breath, one. My mind watches my breath. Sees every aspect of the beauty of
my mind. They look like tall, thin bottles that don't finish going up and down in the bottom.
My mind watches my breath, soothing itself. Eight. My mind sees every part of my mind. My breath is not a different place. She never thinks it has an impact. She has no desire to improve her muscles. For her, piano playing is the only mystery. It's so beautiful, and how they do it, no one knows.
Plaisir de vous conter est une histoire absolument vraie. Parfaitement elle est
vérifiée.
Elle m'est arrivée à moi. Et à d'autres en même.
She finds her way among the pictures without hesitation.
À cette époque, régnait encore le roi Charles V et 308 et 8 françaises de Taquita.
She is entirely without shame. Numbers are made of rubber or something like that. They stretch. They never lose their shape. They are ageless. They don't need repair. They need attention and respect. She thinks about two things that I
housing the homeless.
One is elevation.
We are here like castaways from
so to speak.
Who knows where.
She loathes
the who knows where is here. Whoever here is human is who we are. So whom to ask?
She likes highness.
But we know it isn't ours.
4,128 feet here.
We too clumsy, too, for its tininess, says.
4,218 feet there.
We find places where our wrong size seems to fit.
Or
make some place our size to defy uneasiness.
$48.12
And it is here. And we have it to make the best of. Or else concedes a great disparity. Alienate to them a property not ours to claim. Let them humble us in ungrudged place of their spaceship.
Thank you.
A Vase of Various Flowers, William Blake. You might say right from the start, the sadness is what we walk after. The flowers fading and withering soon. At any rate, the kinds that last too long hold freshness for themselves, but not our eyes. How many kinds of pleasure do there are in just these yellow roses, open pink, single asters, acalmus daisies, calendulas, verbena. It is sad that they go. Across the room from this, on another wall, the picture of city building on a dark street. It is not untouched by change, although it lifts continually in the same and solider shapes. Lovely and frail the flowers are, it is not sadness we are after, but rather the prodigal's ravenous spending, the cruel throwing away, as though towers lasting form, as the picture say.
Greek stones look as though they'd flowed into molds of figures, fluting, leaf forms, scrolls. A sensed and sensible world turned stony hard and durable. Medusa to hold and be true as figure carving holds an impress pressed on the carver's eye by a visible form, whose grace and harmony his hand lays hold and holds. This way of handling stone is to say of the world, it is workable and yielding and full to the hand, and their quarrying quarried a rich world. Looking at stones the Incas laid, abstract austerities, unimitative stones, so self-absorbed in their unmortared close accommodation, stone to different stone, exactly interlocked, deep joined, we see them say of the world, there is nothing to say. Who had to spend such easing care on stone, found grace inherent more as idea than in the world, loved simple soundness in a just joint, and the pieces together once, though elsewhere apart. The nature of musical form.
When I hear,
it is hard to believe of the world that there should be music in it.
It seems to me
these certainties
talking,
against the all uncertain,
and talking about his feelings,
this ordered fairness beneath the tonelessness
of relationships,
the confusion,
but when I
random
hear,
noise,
traffic, the sound of traffic.
It is tempting to say of the incomprehensible, the formlessness, there is only order as we so order, and ordering make it so, or there is a natural order which music apprehends, which apprehension justifies the world, or even this. These forms are false, not true, and music irrelevant at least. The world is stated somewhere else, not there.
And it gets longer and shorter. It does all those things which I'm completely satisfied with that. I don't need
there is a fairness of
to talk to me,
too, which is not
we
a truth of person, or even we learn a truth of that
space.
Person.
We don't know where one begins and the other stops.
It is only fair.
So that most of the arts we
only
think of as being in time, and most
so
of the
we
arts
could say
we think
music
of as being in space. Marcel Duchamp, for instance, began thinking of time.
The world in time and space
as being not a time art. space art, and he made it a piece of sculpture musicale, which means different sounds coming from different places and lasting, producing a sculpture which is sonorous and which remains. People expect listening to be more than listening. And so sometimes they speak of inner listening, or the meaning of sound. When I talk about music, it finally comes to people's minds that I'm talking about sound that doesn't mean anything, that is not inner, but is just outer. And they say, these people who understand that finally say, you mean it's just sounds? Thinking that for something to just be a sound is to be useless. Whereas I love sounds, just as I do.
Because the world, or what we took for the world, is breaking. We were wrong, and are not right. Break! We're here. What I want to do is shout! Thank you.
In my poem from last week. But this one, the dreamer, dream maker, is also the one you rely on when you undergo a personal tragedy. This is also my sense of what myself is, the part of me actually that has no name. Crises of trust in this deeper self are another possible thing to talk about. With regard to topic, poetry of everyday life is full of what? Tragedy, for one thing. Everyday life is simply life, and I don't know whose everyday life we're talking about, an Ethiopian woman's or mine, but what is the sound of everyday life, language of, sound of? One kind of poetry is interaction between deep self and sound of the spoken language. Another is interaction, terrible word, between deep self and more rarefied language. Does the DS tell you what words to say, or is there a third entity who whispers them in your ear? Let's see. There is self and face, deep self and face. Face's name lit up by DS. The language spoken is everyone else's out there. Language of universities, almost entirely irrelevant, does not arise out of the living situation. This is not the same thing as the language of philosophy. A philosopher is trying to be clear about what she knows, given everything. The language spoken is everyone's. It's somewhere in here. Your body is like theirs. Your language is like theirs. You live in rooms, in buildings. I guess I think a slightly separate third one, a sort of a god, tells you what to say, specific words, in your poem. Reading the song lines by Bruce Chatwin. One purpose of language is probably to sing where you go, to name the landscape so you can make it exist and thus get from place to place, to create it. Everything you see is a song or a story. You barely notice it if it isn't. But this kind of creating is not done instantaneously in an instant of time, or is it? It involves memory, shaping, dreaming, selective seeing. To be a collection of molecules vaguely seen is not to exist. To be known is. The deep part of you stays asleep until it's called up. The word quotidian, the quotidian of after a tragic death. The names of things and people, their qualities change, and you're engulfed by the deeper self. The quotidian loses all of its lightness.
completion of life. There is something to say besides Gloria all the time.
Gloria.
And Canaletto saw what else there is.
Let me know as an approach to a real world. Whether what we sense of this world is the what of this world only, or the what of several possible worlds.
He was prepared
which
to repeat the terms of illusion just as they were, to treat the strangest fantasies as if he thought they
maybe
were
the world, what it is, what we sense.
There they are.
For the rest, the truth is possible.
Power, dole,
tolerance of travelers, eating foreign foods, trying words that twist the tone, to feel the time and place, not thinking that this is the real world. Conceded that all the clocks turn local time. Conceded that here is anywhere we bound and feel space. Conceded we make a world.
This is what there is.
Is something out there, contained there, something real, something which we can sense? Once in the city blocked and filled, I saw the light lie in the deep chasm of the strip, palpable and blue, as though it has drifted in from, say, a sea, a pure day of space.
Winds and shoes are willlessness. It seems we are there by not being there. In the picture again, see how they brought some broken desire in the room.
Thank you.
While that